This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
And this is the third hour of Power, my final hour. And I'm so surprised because I have some surprise guests in the studio. I'll tell you more about that later. But for the first time, Owen.
Yeah, prof.
Is on the line, on the mic.
Yeah.
It's been my pleasure working with you, Oza.
You're going to make me cry.
It's okay. I know you wear your feelings very close to your skin.
Yeah. I've put together some good moment, bad moment, when you cried, happy. And now we're going to play the first one, which is the best intro, which I think is the best.
So you made this choice. Yes. You thought this was one of my best intros?
Yeah.
Okay, let's hear it. Fingers chart intruding lines across. Fingers chart intruding lines across the body, forensically, probingly, in detail, reaching deep into dark private spaces. A tongue walks over flesh that begins to creep and resist, reviled by the invasion. Fast, heavy breathing is the soundtrack of the invader, as his heartbeat quickens to the act, moving his blood swiftly across the vessels in his body, traveling and reaching the part of him that will harden and bristle as it tears through and breaks the body it slams against in that violent connection of predator and victim. All the while, his lips curl and bend, stamping ownership over parts of a body that silently screams, "Stop! Stop! Stop!" Sometimes there is frantic resistance. Nails draw blood as they pull across a back, a face. Shouts are torn from a throat in protest against the violation. Sometimes they are loud enough to serve as a cry for help. Sometimes they are stillborn, as the walls, the blanket, a hand drawn over a mouth prevent their escape. The room laughs back derisively. There. There is no one to hear you. Other times, pure paralysis sets in, and it is like you can see what is happening to your body from the room above, as your spirit hovers while your shell is raped, quickly or painstakingly slow. You are detached, helpless, separate from the vessel you are forced to rejoin later. A body betrayed that must make peace with how to separate, yet connect to daily duty. Duty to children, to yourself, to your own lover, whose touch now seems to mimic that of the intruder, even though he or she is innocent. Rape transcends the invasion of cells and blood, tissue and skin. It has the power to penetrate your inner sanctum, your soul, your very thoughts. The banging against your physical walls goes deeper. It scatters contamination through every part of you. How many times have you heard a victim say, "I wash and I wash and I wash, but I can never be clean. I try to fall into a coma, but I cannot find rest. Every second, every moment, every breath I take with him still here." How we talk about rape astounds me. In such cold clinical terms, we reduce it to time and place. Where were you, woman? Did you tease that man? You know you did. There was a look in your eyes, wasn't there? What about how you walked? You knew your hips were swaying, didn't you? Ha ha. What about that sexy dress? That compellingly tight pair of jeans? That suggestive miniskirt? That skimpy top that skimmed the cheeky undulations of your breasts that called to me as they bounced by? You wanted it, didn't you? I know you did. So much communicated through a conversation, silent, unspoken, lasting sometimes just a moment. Moments alloyed like steel into the scaffolding of power around people, who have the machinery like giant tanks to demolish the lone finger pointer standing in front of its guns. There are moments that courts can't measure, put in a CSI bag, way up to estimate culpability. There are moments that cannot be recreated three-dimensionally to fit the rigors of public or legal scrutiny, because such is the nature of the crime of rape. When the crime scene is a body that can only point when there is no smoking gun of semen and hair and a torn body. Isn't it an indictment too when almost always the heat of questions are placed upon the head of the accuser? Prove your claim. And the usual questions, why now? Why did you wait? Why don't you lay charges, as if that is all that is needed and desperately petitioned? I invite you to pause and consider how rape is a multi-headed animal, how it plunders and violates in ways that go beyond the violence of physical penetration, but reaches inside and pulls out whole chunks of a human being. I believe Kwezi. I believe Jennifer Ferguson. We have had some moments. We have had some real moments. And I've worked with some amazing people. This was a total surprise. In the studio, I have Denise Rapizzi. On the line, Marva Cusello, one of my dearest friends who have been with me for many years. Aubrey Machikli is also here. And I want to thank you so much for holding the space for me in this moment, because it is hard. Marva, I'll start with you because I know that you're still working. You're working on the other side.
I'm with competition.
What a
moment.
I'm so proud to have worked with you and to have had you by my side. And we are still friends and we will still work together in future, I know.
Yes, David, definitely will, Iman. I just wish you well on your new journey. And I know whatever you're going to do, it's going to be fantastic. It's going to be out of this world. You are just a wonderful being and a lovely soul and just a very nice person, I think.
You're saying that because you're coming for biryani by my house later. That's why.
You make the best biryani and curry. But, Iman, just want to wish you well and just make sure that, you know, just know that we love you. Always do with you.
Thank you so much, Marva, and thank you always for being such a professional and for always having the best interests of whomever you're working for at the top of your mind and heart. I appreciate you, and I know that you're also moving on to bigger and better things, and thank you so much for being a partner and a friend. Go well, my friend.
Oh, thank you, man. Bye-bye, love.
Bye, darling.
Cool.
Aubrey, you have a very indecipherable expression on your face. What are you thinking?
I remember that.
And before you go on, I'm not mindful of the fact that to come to the studio, I know that you don't do it often. And so for you to come out on this particular day for me means so much to me. Just your presence is such an expression of your love, and I appreciate you.
And I do love you deeply. I remember that intro quite vividly. Another moment I remember are the 10 days of mourning for the passing on of Umama Winnie Madikizela Mandela. That was a very tough 10 days for me. I wanted to write about her passing, but couldn't. And only wrote after her funeral. Simply because as the young women especially were talking about her, young women who did not know her, talking about their pain as young women, talking about their pain as women, I was struck by the realization that as men, we, over generations, possibly centuries, have caused a lot of pain to women. I was struck by how I have caused a lot of pain to women. That intro takes me back to that moment. But let me say something else about the intros. there were times when I could not listen to the show, but would make sure I just listen to the intro, then go and do whatever I need to do. Iman promised that she would share something with the listeners today that listeners did not know. The fact that I wrote all the intros.
Oh, God, the secret is out. Oh, no, there goes my book deal.
Iman, let me just take 2 minutes to talk to you as a Sangoma.
Yes.
This is the 30th day of my 4th year as a Sangoma. And what's interesting is that in November, your life was about to change in 2014, when Given went to rescue you at the gym because you did not listen to me. I always give this advice that when you feel the urge to exercise, lie down until it passes and you'll be fine. But more importantly, Iman and I seldom meet, but I'm always with her. I think I did share that with you before, that I can always tell how you're feeling all the time. And that is because you are a true Sangoma. This word Sangoma is misused.
Wow.
And ill understood to mean those who went to a Epetlweni ukuyothwasa.
Yeah.
And it is also misused to suggest that we all go through the same experience. It's not by accident that you are leaving power to go and do the work you are going to do now, which in essence is work that is about healing our nation and healing yourself in the process. And that makes you a true Sangoma. You and I know our personal journeys, which also connect us at a personal level. To the listeners, what I want to say is this. I had a discussion with one of Power's former producers, Amanda Mawela Olsen, last night. She's now based in the US, but we talk almost every day. And we're talking about death as a journey. She and I don't believe in death, by the way. We'll come back to that one day. And she told me this story about a woman who's dying. And this woman said, think of this as a ship. As the ship leaves the shore, those whose friends, family are on that ship feel sad because of the parting. But on the other side, where the ship will arrive in a few days' time, there's jubilation because they'll be receiving them. In the same way, we are sad that your ship is leaving. But on the other side, there's celebration that your ship will arrive.
Aubrey, I have always appreciated how sensitive you have been to me, and you've surprised me, because we define our relationship with different people as we go along. And there have been times, there was one time particularly when you called me because you sensed that something was amiss, and your timing was perfect. And I, you know, like I say to the listeners every day, the fact that people call, the fact that people take part is not something I take for granted. And so when you called as well, that really meant a lot to me, because you didn't need to. And why do you need to be connected to me of all people? But I've appreciated your friendship and your counsel and your sensitivity to me in my own journey. And that's invaluable. And it's something I can only hope and pray and wish that everyone who is listening has in their own life. A safe place to put their thoughts, to put their feelings, and for someone to be watching over them. It's my greatest wish for all of our countrymen and women that somebody is always watching over them, whether you are falling asleep under a bridge at night, whether you are sleeping in a bed with a man who, you know, who will beat you during the night or will abuse your children, or whether you're waking up to great opportunity because your life's about to change because you've made it and you're going to be successful. That there will always be someone watching over all of you. And I'm grateful that you have watched over me, even though, as you say, we're not always in each other's lives. But I do feel your presence
And I do feel the blessing of your friendship. So thank you so much. Someone else that I have had the pleasure of being with, my very first producer on Power, Denise Rapitsi, is a tornado. And I've had some of the best interviews ever that I've ever had as a journalist in my whole career, Denise, because you made them possible. So here you are to say goodbye.
Well, I think I don't see Power without seeing Iman. I think over the years you've become the face of Power. Didn't depend on just Power talk. You were Power and you were the powerhouse. I think it was, literally. So for me, it's very difficult after 5 years to see a Power that doesn't have Iman Rapitsi, because over the time that you've been here, you've actually built the brand as a personal opinion, as a professional opinion. And for me, working with you was one of the best opportunities ever. I know you and I sometimes we'd have clashes, intellectual clashes, which I appreciate. And I think it was still, Power Talk is one of the most intellectual shows you can ever listen to, from your political schools to the type of content you'll have. And I'm glad that you brought back the intellectualism that Power had. And you brought that back to radio and to media.
Can I say something about the intellectualism? As one who spent a lot of his life wearing his intellect like the feathers of a peacock, which you don't do, you're quite deceptive, because the death of your intellect is not obvious at first. And as time goes on, and as time went on this platform, I think it became clear to all just how deep you are and how deep your intellect is. But as deep as your intellect is, it is not as deep as the rest of your being. It is a component of that being which is probably deeper than the intellect. And what I liked about this show is that listeners were not made to feel stupid. I didn't get the sense that you ever postured. You know, sometimes what we do, wake up in the morning, we'll open our wardrobes and say, which idea will be fashionable today? Which idea will make me look and sound good and clever and intelligent today? I didn't get the sense that you postured. I got the sense that your intellect, as contradictory as this sounds, comes from the heart. And I think this is why you have this response from the listeners.
I'm going to take a few minutes to process all of that. And I know that it is a legacy, as Mum Angie McQuekla referred to it the other day, that Aldrin, my successor, is going to pick up on and flow with really beautifully. And I'm so glad that you observed that, Aubrey and Denise, where people always felt welcome, no matter where they were coming from, even if they differed, that their point of view was respected and there was always a space for them to be heard. We are going to take a quick short left. I know it might sound like it's jarring slightly, but we have been keeping tabs all morning on the work of the Department of Military Veterans and Human Settlements. They've launched this 125 million rand social housing project in Palm Ridge in Ekurhuleni. And Ndayedzo Ntonje is there. He spoke to the mayor of the city, Mzwandile Masina, a short time ago, and he joins us again with another update. You did say, Nda, that you were going to bring us one of the beneficiaries. And it's always good to hear a first-hand account of how these, you know, these mega government projects affect the lives of ordinary, of our people.
Yeah, Iman, and we're hoping to still get that beneficiary. Proceedings are currently underway with the handing overs happening, so we were unable to get one of them, but we'll hopefully get them before the end of the show. But right now, we've got retired Lieutenant General Derek Mukwebu. He's the Acting Director General of the Department of Military Veterans. And there's about 670 of them that are going to receive houses here, and we just need to touch base with them from a military veteran's point of view, just to tell us more about that. Director General, please just tell us today, what does it mean for those people that fought for the liberation of our country today, when you're seated here and you've got those that have been marginalized and have been saying, do something for us as government, what does this mean?
Thank you very much for the opportunity to share with you the experiences of our former liberators who fought for the country, for the democracy. Some couldn't make it in terms of life, but as a department, we are enjoined by the Act number 18 of 2011 to at least accommodate them in terms of housing right through the country. But as for Gauteng, working with the Department of Human Settlement at provincial level, it's come to the attention that they prepared and they were ready to give us about 670 in this area. And this came to our knowledge sometime last year. When we started then at least working with the Department of Human Settlement and both provincial and nationally, we were in fact pleasantly surprised that they were ready at least to provide us with some 670. In that light, we had to go out because we are aware some of our veterans came back home. There were no places to go. Their homes were occupied by other people. And of course, with developments back home, some of them could not be accommodated within their original houses where they used to be. Some were sleeping with friends, some were in informal settlements, and some were sleeping under the bridges. So what we have done then with the Department of Human Settlement coming to this, engaging them, they were at least happy to hear. But of course, after 25 years waiting, it's quite a long time, it's unbelievable for them. And still, they do not necessarily accept that they still have to wait this long. But there is hope that yes, there is a change and there is visible action on the ground.
Some dignity restored there for some of these military veterans. But also, the question that I would have is, does the Department of Military Veterans have a number of how many of these military veterans need this kind of housing? It's only 670 that is being built here across the country. Do you have a figure? And how can that be integrated with other departments to make sure that it also happens not only just in Gauteng but in other provinces?
We are engaged in other provinces and we are working at a definite number. Challenges though is that if you look at the Act, which is said 2011, that means that's when all these benefits were in fact made known, and most of the military veterans were not registered in terms of the database of the military veterans. It is only when it became clear that there are benefits to be at least enjoyed through the Act, then they started registering. So we're in a process of also making sure that genuine military veterans are in the database and they've been verified and also they do qualify. The other aspect in terms of qualification is that if your house, when you left home, was registered on your name and you come back and your siblings are staying in that house, when you take you through the process of human settlement to verify whether you qualify or not, if that house is registered, whether it's a stand or it's a house registered in your name, you don't qualify. So these are the issues we are sharing with the military, that they must be aware to qualify, nothing must be registered in your name. So we've got quite a number of those who are having registered. In this case, for Ekurhuleni, in our database, we've got something like 250-300 military veterans, but out of those, 180 actually do qualify. The rest have got this snag where we need to at least to clarify what the situation.
All right, Iman, because of time constraints, there we'll leave it there. The Acting Director General of Military Veterans, Mr. Mkhwebe, just taking us through the process of the selection process of how they got to allocate these houses to the military veterans. We will be continuing this conversation throughout the show, Iman.
Thank you so much, Ndayedzo, for the update. As we move into the final 20 minutes or so of my goodbye this morning, I invite you to also call in and to have your say. I'd love to hear from you for one last time. Before we do that, though, 29 to 12, it's time for Power News headlines and traffic in Tlantla Sehume.
Thank you very much, Iman. And stories making headlines. Joburg's State of the City Address has been disrupted as ANC councillors walked out of the chambers during Mayor Herman Mashaba's speech. Now, some councillors called for the meeting to be stopped as the council does not have a quorum. Mashaba had to pause his speech while councillors raised their concerns about the ANC's abrupt exit from the chambers. In other news, the Equality Court is in session to hear continued arguments in the Nelson Mandela Foundation's application to have the old apartheid flag banned in public. The foundation is saying the display of the flag is in violation of the Equality Act. And the National Consumer Commission says car manufacturer Ford has violated consumer rights with its handling of the Kuga fire incidents and the treatment of its customers. The commission's Trevor Hatting says they will soon be filing with the Consumer Tribunal for purposes of prosecution. I'll have more details on these and other stories coming up at 12.
Power Traffic.
And for the very last time with Iman Rapeti. Can I just say something, Iman?
Of course.
You are the epitome of beauty with brains.
And you tell me this now on our last day? What am I going to do with that?
I've always had a crush, so it's one of those things. You know when you've got a crush on someone in high school and then you only tell them on the last day of the exams? In matric.
You are urongo.
But I wish you all the best.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
All right, let's start in the city of Johannesburg. We've got some slow-moving traffic because of a collision. This one happened on the N1 South just after New Road. It's affecting the emergency lane as well as the flow of traffic. You're looking at about 15-minute delay, so please do make sure you drive with care. Seeing the city of Johannesburg, malfunctioning traffic lights affecting the flow of traffic. So these are in four ways. You can find them at William Nicol Drive and Witkoppen and Cedar Road. Make sure you treat such affected intersections as four stops and always keep a safe following distance. N3 North has got a stationary vehicle. It's just before the Bakloo interchange, affecting the middle lane of all lanes and causing just a bit of havoc there. Make sure you keep a safe following distance and that you drive with care. And in the city of Tswane, slow-moving traffic, Solomon Mahlangu Drive, heading west towards the N1 freeway. Just about 5-minute delays caused by slow-moving traffic. And then just some delays as well. Staying in the city of Tswane, this is on that N1, heading south towards Centurion, towards the Brockfontein interchange. So please drive with care. Should you come across any other traffic-related incident, tweet at Power987Traffic for Power Traffic. And for the last time, with Iman, I'm Vangelin Zuse.
Power Traffic.
Taxes are on everyone's mind almost 24/7 and can sometimes become extremely overwhelming if you're not completely in control. Get expert advice from Mukwebo Management Consultants, one of SA's leading specialists in taxes and bookkeeping. Our services include tax litigation, SARS query resolutions, and debt compromise applications. Accessible to small, medium, and large corporations. No tax problem is too big for Mukwebo Management Consultants. Visit mukwebo.co.za for more or call 012-653-6359.
Hey, brah, the security here is too tight. How are we going to do this thing?
I don't know, brah. It never used to be so hard to get in. I think we should just probably leave before anyone sees us.
It's too late, boys. There's a new sheriff in town. You too are under arrest.
It's not secure until it's Prime African Secure. Visit primeafrican.co.za to get 24/7 maximum security services for your business today. Prime African Security. Security redefined.
You're listening to Iman Rapeti
on Power 98.7.
25 minutes to 12 o'clock. Oh, these are the dying embers of my fire here on Power Talk. And it's been such a bittersweet morning, bittersweet moment. I see so many callers holding on. So what we're going to do is, Kanti Pai, my good friend and economist, is with me. He's here. Aubrey's still with me. Pusiletso and Zandi, my ladies from our afternoon talks at the end of Power, also here. Thank you so much for making the time. I really feel so loved and blessed. Let me just go really quickly to the lines. And I can see by all the names that I see here are people who have been listening to the program from day one. Tebogo Gobokwe from the Tebogo Gobokwe Arts Academy. Good morning. Tebogo, are you there? I keep putting
Iman,
you on hold.
I'm here.
Yes, there you go.
Iman.
Go ahead. Hi.
Iman, I don't know whether I'm happy or I'm sad for Power, but all I can say, I need to thank you firstly for giving a dignity to the arts. You're the one person I've listened to when you interview everybody. It's almost like you have taken the time to really find out what it is that they're doing, which talks to your great, immense knowledge that you have on different subject matters, that you don't take anything lightly. And it's only intelligent, extremely intelligent people that do that. And I'm grateful that when you interviewed me or you spoke to me, it was from an intelligence point of view. The kind of questions you were asking me was not just from being on power and asking because, oh, do you want to punt your school, was of a mother, was of a woman that lives in this country, but was of a very informed individual that wants to be able to do something bigger. I loved that. I appreciate your intelligence. I appreciate the respect you give to everything, not just your guests, but to everything in our country, in our community. The respect that you give, you speak to politicians, you speak to people in NPOs, you speak to individuals, but everybody's treated the same. It means you're an amazing human being. And if you've never heard it or you've heard it enough, you're hearing it again. I appreciate you. I think you're an amazing woman, an amazing presenter, and extremely intelligent. I mean, I listen to you and I'm always blown away at what comes out of your mouth. And I can only pray for your journey ahead, which I know is going to be rather marvelous, and that may you go out and affect more, because of course you're a conduit and you have the opportunity to affect so many people. You've done so at Palmer and at Power, and I really, really appreciate it. I think you're an incredible human being, and thank you so much. Thank you, Power, for Iman, and thank you, Iman, and thank you, Inverse, for Iman. You are amazing.
Tebogo, thanks for the showers of blessings, my darling, and the respect that you say I accorded to you is one that you deserve, and everyone who is trying to do something in the work of healing our country and moving us forward. So I appreciate you, and I appreciate the work that you do and your sentiments so much. Go well. Lorato Chengkeng, you made the most beautiful video for me once of my book launch, and I thought, what did I do to deserve this? What did I do to deserve, someone's care and consideration? And you have given that, and you've always been such a stalwart listener of the program. Good morning.
Good morning, Iman. I am absolutely honored to be sharing one or two words at this time, right? And I don't think that it is over without us all singing, "Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time. Ain't nobody got time." You know, every time when that song played, anyway, it didn't matter where it was, I would always think of you. Iman, we are going to miss you dearly. One of the things that was always outstanding about you, Iman, particularly in the calls that you used to take from us as contributors, is that whenever you felt that you did not understand the point that I was trying to make, you would try and paraphrase so that you got what I was saying, right? Or at least you got the sense of you were listening. And I think that is very important, because many talk show hosts, they just move right along because they're like, "No, listen, I didn't get you, and it's fine. Let's go to the next call." And I think that was quite outstanding. Lastly, Iman, so as a PR professional, one of the things that we do whenever we bring guests to radio shows for interviews, we put together a briefing document, right? And there's a line that stands out in the briefing document, there would be a bio of the person who's the host. On your bio, I would always write, "She's one of the never ever confrontational hosts." So even if it's a sticky subject, you have absolutely nothing to worry about, because Iman does not treat content like she wants to grandstand or anything like that. Iman, we are truly grateful for you. And listen, we know that you are going to do best wherever you go in. We say all the best, and may money flow. Because when you get money, you know that there's going to be a lot more that's going to be accomplished through you.
Thank you so much, Lorato. I always appreciate your love and your commitment. I really do appreciate you, MD and founder of Decode. Someone says, Jabulile Ngumalo says, "Goodbye, Mama. You've been great. Can you please say jiggy jiggy for the last time? You are loved. Jiggy jiggy." Sefudi in Randfontein, good morning.
Hi. How are you and your guest?
I'm good. I can't speak for them. I think they're okay.
I think it's curtains now.
Yebo.
This is an intellectual flight. I wonder where it's flying to. You know, Iman, whether I come to you singing the mbatanga that you refuse to dance to, you used to take me on. And I say, maintain that posture, maintain that standard wherever you go to. Finally, I seal this farewell letter with an emotional tears. Morning to you.
Thank you, Safudi in Randfontein with trademark hello and goodbye. Clancy, it's nice to have you, and thanks always for being my friend and for being a friend to the station.
Thank you. But Iman, I want to thank you particularly for the manner in which you broadcast the work that I do. I think in an interesting way over the past few years, and if you listen to a lot of broadcasters, the bad news that we had to communicate to people have been delivered with such glee, as if it was to stick it to the politicians. See what you did. And many, many times, you know, the questions we get asked are not from broadcasters who care about the situation we face, but because it's entertainment, it's content, rather than to communicate to people the conditions under which they live, the ways in which things could get better, and actually to inform a democratic society so that we could continuously try to be free. And I always choke up about that because I think we, the way in which we've done it and cared, and, you know, that it wasn't fun, it wasn't entertainment. And many times a lot of broadcasters made it entertainment. And you also, your curiosity constantly has been such an honor. So thank you so much. Hopefully you continue this way. But I always remember you for the one video in which you stood right in front of Thabo Mbeki, asking him about if he had seen the arrest warrant of one policeman. And I remember thinking, what brave person, because you stood right in front of him. And I think that sort of bravery, I hope you carry it with you forever into the work that you will continue to do. So congratulations, much love, and we'll see you on the other side.
See you on the other side. And you also, I know you like biryani, so you'll be, we'll be seeing each other for that. And the reason I think as well, just to share around, you know, the way I approach content is because I always have a picture in my mind of somebody whose life this represents. It's not it's not just information that is bandied about. These are human beings. In my intro this morning, I talked about how the stories move from headlines to person, you know, person, like how people are personally affected. And that, I think, is what we should always remember. This is not random information. There's somebody who is collateral damage, in inverted commas, as a result of this. My sisters Pusiletso and Zianda, thank you so much. We met in a strange way, but it's a weird thing how you cement bonds with people that were once strangers but become firm friends. And the both of you are really close to me and dear to me. Pusiletso?
Yes, Iman. You know, this is one of the exciting moments, but at the same time, you look at where we come from with you. We have grown ourselves. We look up to you so much. And in your own unique way, you build that confidence in us. I personally admire your courage, your love, you the way you love. I mean, we speak about everything under the sun, and the way you always pay attention to details. So I really want to say thank you for have given me the opportunity to be here with you and to really have fun. We had fun.
We did have fun. We talked about all sorts of things. Here's the Anders, the wicked laugh.
Oh,
Z.
My goodness. You know, I don't know. Why am I emotional today? It's not like I'm not going to see you again. But you see, as I was reflecting coming here, I thought to myself, what is her native genius? Your native genius, according to me, is that you see and you hear people. You don't just listen, you hear. And I think, yes, we went in a weird way, but you saw me. You really saw me. And by the time we got to why we needed to have these sessions, which lasted just over a year, I remember we said there are things that they need to be debunked, these tabooed conversations that are holding people ransom, really, and self-sabotaging people because we're told not to talk about them. All we tried to do with your bravery, by the way, was to tackle the uncomfortable conversations and pretend sometimes like we are comfortable, even though we are ourselves uncomfortable, because you were standing for someone, which is what you just said now. You were standing for someone else to whom this mattered the most. And that you chose us, you see and you hear. Thank you, Iman.
Thank you. Thank you. Because it's one thing to establish a need. It's the other to find the right people to fulfill it and the objective. We have some interviews that we want to play. But before I do, let me just take some of our callers that have been holding on a while. Klox in Soshanguve. Morning.
Good morning, Iman.
Hey.
How are you?
Oh, how dare you? You know how I'm feeling.
Yeah, no, I just wanted to, I wanted you to ask me how am I so that I could say dark and lovely and you chuckle.
Oh, yes. How are you? I forgot.
Dark and lovely. Well, Iman, we've grown to really love your show and we were more like family, even though I haven't met you personally. But I felt like I knew you from the content, from the heart, from everything that you were saying.
Thank you so much, my dark and lovely one. You know, I've got a trick. My producers always, whenever we switch into Vanak, there's a whole running commentary on my chat box. So thank you always for being a friend. Sean in Greenstone, one of my favorite entrepreneurs. Man. Morning.
How's it going?
Good. So far.
No, I'm really so sad. I really can't even put into words. I kind of consider myself to be an articulate person, but I don't think I could ever really put into words the kind of effect you've had on my life and how rich you've made my life over the last few years. And even though we've only met each other a few times, I really consider you to be a friend and somebody who really takes up a big part in my life. And the idea that I'm not going to hear you anymore or be able to kind of argue with you, even though you're wrong most of the time, it really makes me sad. And I just really wish you the best of luck. And I think I speak for a lot of people where in this country where I say you really have added so much value to our lives and physically and intellectually and the good you've done. So thank you so, so much. I just really wish you the best of luck. And I just want to say again, I cannot put into words the impact you've had on people's lives. So thank you very, very much.
It's been my pleasure and my privilege, Sean. And all the best to you and your beautiful wife and all your endeavors and your business too. I'll come back to the lines, but Owen, you have something else you want to share.
We watch Black Panther together. Now we Wakanda forever.
Wakanda forever. So Uncle John, it's an absolute honor to have you this morning. And I understand that you were able to have an influence in then defining the language of Wakanda.
They were introducing the Black Panther into the team of the Avengers. There was a sense of perhaps he will take over because I am the original Black Panther. So...
Can we just end it there? Because I love that point. I'm joking.
All right. So we then get this scene, and then I'm supposed to talk to my son. So I ask the director, why am I speaking English to my son? And she says, what would you say? And I said, Nqabile nya, ndikugqibele kudala. And surprise, surprise, Chadwick says, ngiyakholisa baba.
Really?
Yes.
The youngest authors, Natalie Wambuin, what would you want to say to other little girls and boys?
We are all African children, and we carry curses to our ancestors without shame or response. We have all had words, but what have we really done? Have we decided to stop all the tribal nonsense and unite to make Africa move forward? Have we decided to teach our children how to be educated, independent, and to understand how success was built on the back of hardworking Africans? Have we decided to become one Africa so that we can build a continent that is enviable and stable? A legacy that would not make us to be ashamed to leave our children.
I'm literally so emotional. Mr. Masapa Sapane Temane, please share with us. I mean, all we know of your boy is what's being said out there in social media. You know him. He was a baby in your arms. Tell us who he really was.
He was a very loving fellow, warm-hearted. I think I loved him more than my wife. I don't know. Since Sunday, when I passed by his room, my heart melted.
When I listen to you talk about your boy in these ways and just how generous he was, it is so heartbreaking, even for me as a broadcaster, to do this interview with you because I know that it took such a generosity of spirit and a sense of courage and fortitude to even come to the phone lines to be able to share with all of us. But, you know, I just want to tell you that my own heart is just absolutely broken this morning on behalf of your family. And Clantanene, before I let you go, I want you to kind of put your political hat back on. Do you think the Guptas are going down?
Well, that's a very interesting one. But I think let's look at it from the positive side. I think the country is going up.
Tony Luck from the US, close friend of Umama, and talking about Umama. It's been a week of catchphrases and quotes without locating that in a particular context. Someone would say, well, she said we will liberate this country with our mattress and our necklaces.
Okay, we know she said it because it's on tape. She said it. But in what context? She wasn't at a children's birthday party. People could come in her house at 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning, just take her and leave her kids. She saw people dying in front of her. She did not have the benefit of 27 years in Robben Island, where, you know, you're kind of caught away. She is in the trenches in Soweto, watching people die, killed, lost. That's the context in which she is having a conversation.
Today, in modern day South Africa, 2019, what are the legacy projects of companies that were very much a part and parcel of the colonial architecture today? Can we name them?
Of course we can do that. I want to give you an example of the Standard Bank, which is one of the biggest banks in Africa today. Wherever Cecil John Rhodes went, one of his wagons had a room that was dedicated to a clerk of Standard Bank, so that clerk would do the banking for Cecil John Rhodes. So when Cecil John Rhodes left South Africa going to colonize Southern Rhodesia, he already had a bank that he was moving with. And that bank is still operational in Zimbabwe, in South Africa, and elsewhere in Africa today.
Hold on, let me just confirm. So the Standard Bank of modern times today is the Standard Bank of Cecil John Rhodes' time, where, as you say, it was the banker for his brand of colonialism.
Yes. That's correct.
Ne me quitte pas. Il faut oublier. We
certainly covered a lot of ground. We certainly did. Cyprian in Brits in the Northwest.
Ooh.
Cyprian, are you there?
Hello.
Hey, you have the line.
Yes, how are you? Okay, hey, you know, Vanessa, I was worried that I won't talk to you up until you go, you know. You know, there's only one thing that I'm going to miss, you know, when people will call and say, when they're finishing and say, goodbye, I will, God bless you, Iman, and you would say, I thank you for that, though I don't believe in God. At that time, I am that Christian, deeply rooted Christian, who is so in love with Vanessa. It does not matter whether she believes in God or he does not believe in God. I believe in my God. She does not believe in God. But I love you to beat.
Love you too. And I'm going to miss you. Cyprian in Brits. Take care. Go well. Mashele in Garankuwa. Good morning.
Good morning, Sister Iman. And bye-bye, in fact. Goodbye, Iman, goodbye. Goodbye, my love, goodbye. You win.
I'm going to miss you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, take care, my darling. Miss you. Raymond, my Raymond in Villa Lisa. Good morning.
Iman, how are you?
Okay.
I'm not happy at all. I'm not happy. You know, I'm sitting in a hospital bed right now. I'm crying tears when I'm listening to you. You know, you've been a champion in my life. And you have really assisted me a lot in my life. You know, whenever I go in hospital, I make sure that I don't miss your show. Even now, you know, last week when you said Friday that you're leaving, even yesterday when I was in the ambulance going to Beregwanath, I tried to call, trying to say Vanessa goodbye, but I couldn't go through. Even today, I tried several times since this morning. So at last night, I came in. So wherever you're going, Iman, God bless you. And I thank you very much for the input that you've put up in my life. And you gave me a second chance to live. So I don't know who's going to help me fight for my rights and for my well-being.
They're
because now you're giving power FM.
There are lots of people who care. There are lots of people who care, Raymond.
I hope Adrian will take over. You pass the Craig Baton to him. I think from where you're living, you just get on from there. I'm just heartbroken. I don't even know what to say. I'm just in tears. I don't know what to say, man.
It's going to be okay. It's going to be okay, Raymond. And it may be goodbye in this moment, but it's certainly not goodbye forever. And you know that I care deeply for you, and I know that everything's going to be okay. Oh, so Sumi, my friend, one of my best friends. Hey, girl.
Oh, friend, this is so emotional. So listen, you know, I'm still going to have you around, but I'm sure your listeners, from what we can hear, they're really going to miss you. But I just want to reflect, and I know if you remember, often you would phone, you know, in the mornings in a flat panic, stressed out because you were stuck in traffic. And you were really stressed out about not being prepared enough. But I'd like to share that with your listeners because you really took them so seriously. You have so much of love and respect for your listeners that, you know, being late in the morning was very stressful for you. And I just want to say I admire you so much because you're not a woman of half measures. You know, if you do anything, you do it properly and you give it your all. And I think that's exactly what you've done over the years at Power. And like everybody else, we're going to miss you on the radio. Luckily, I still have you. But I just want to wish you all the luck and all your new adventures. And I'm sure your listeners will find you somewhere else someday. But yeah,
Thank you.
And I know your heart is really sore. I'm making some brinjal for you, and I'm making some roti, and I'm using pure Bhatarama, and I'm waiting for you, my friend.
I will be there. Thank you, my darling. Thank you so much for sharing a little bit of the inside story. I'm going to take a prayer from my friend Aubrey, but before we do that, a final clip, and then it's the final goodbye. My name is Iman Rapetti. I am a journalist. I am a talk show presenter.
Oh, Iman, your introduction every morning, I can't miss it. It heals me.
Oh.
It removes all the psychological pains in me.
There are days you want to cry and die on air, with good reason. And then there are days where you just want to celebrate and you just want to ululate. And I think this is one of those days because within the passing of 3 hours, we've managed to take someone from absolute hopelessness to complete jubilation, I imagine. And this is about Hollard. There's been a development which we've got to bring to you live. Bongani, what happened?
Yeah, you guys have magic at 5L. I've been waiting for 2 weeks for these guys to make a payment. Now I just received a message indicating that the payment has been made.
What? We do need a prayer for Eto's.
Yes, we need prayer for Letuli House.
Okay, let's stop being silly. This is a professional radio station, Neville. Mama Luisa Matobela, I understand that this is a morning of joy and happiness. Please tell our listeners why.
I can't explain how happy I am for you to tackle this issue. It's haunted me for the whole 7 years. I am going to be able to claim the URF I contributed.
I want you to know that the day you get your pension payout, I want to make sure that you and I can sit down and have a coffee. I'm buying.
I'm so grateful to you all at Power FM, Queen of the Airwaves.
I want to say to you, please do try and do a postgraduate study. Because your experience as a person in the media in free South Africa would make a rich source of material for our country.
You have such a generosity of spirit, Dr. Pando, and it makes me quite emotional, actually. Owen, you're magnificent on the decks there. The colors are coming up red and black. The dials are going up and down. You are a maestro of sound engineering. As to my amazing producers, oh my God, the well of creativity that just swells and bubbles over. It's a privilege and an honor to work with you, Bongani and Banyana. Let me save the best for our listeners out there. I mean, how magnificent to be able to hear from all of you across our society, bringing us and adding to the wisdom, adding to how our conversations evolve. We could not be without you, and I really want to appreciate you. I'm going to miss saying that I love you, and I do. I love you.
I want to leave my footprints on the sands of time. No, there was something that meant something that I left behind.
When I'm going to give part of the final word to Bra Aubrey. I'm so sorry to the update.
Sibiza nina wa ukoko na mkula wa sekanyini. Sibiza nina zinyanyaza wa Iman. We thank you for giving us this gift. Sibule lukoba nisipe Ieza, which came in the form of a radio program. Being aware that our nation is hurting and is in need of healing, you brought us this healing gift and healing radio program. Siyacela mpeli ngangi, siyacela kamata, mudimwa badimbaruna. Kwakuba uhambe naye, u-Iman kuzo zonke indlela, umhambele ngaphambili, umlungisele engekafiki, kwindawo azabe esebenza kuzo. Siyathokoza. Khanya, Khoso, Lisedi, Tamako.
Thank you. And for the final time, thank you to my amazing team, Owen, Banyana, and Knox. And to you, our listener, you always matter the most to me. I love you.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.